Thank you for listening to Podcast Rock City. Don't forget, you can join us live on YouTube and Facebook every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also check out our Patreon at patreon.com/podcastrockcity, where you can join our Patreon for a whole week for free just to try it out. Now let's go ahead and get to the show. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week, Sonny Hollywood Pooney.
What's up, people? How's it going?
So good to see you again. Right there down at the bottom is the man, the myth, the legend, Joey Quesada.
Yo! My Rangers, baby. Game one in the books.
In the books. So is this the first round of the playoffs?
Oh, good God.
Only 63 left to go.
And right up there is the lovely and talented Lee, the goddess of thunder. Hi, Lee.
Hello.
So lots happening in the KISS world, but before we do, sorry we weren't here last week. Got a lot to catch up on. We're going to make sure. I know that Lee and I next Friday will be going to see Heart and Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick and Heart. Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's the way you put it, but you know. Isn't Heart the headliner?
Doesn't matter.
Forever.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Compared to that other band.
Whatever.
Oh, Son is so mean. He's so mean. It's okay. Anyway, so we got so much to talk about. Let's just go ahead and get right to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Okay, so Gene played with his band, and I've only watched a little bit of video, and every video I find seems to just show Gene. So I don't have any idea who's in his band. Do you guys, Joey, do you know who's in the band?
Yeah, Brian Tishy's on drums, Brent Woods on guitar, right? Yep. Who else? I forget one other person, right?
Why is the other name escape me?
Two guitar players, right?
Yeah.
Who's the other guitarist? I forget
too.
Yeah, I saw a couple clips. Looks good. Gene looks great. Looks like he's having fun. Feels like he can move a little without all the armor and the boots. I love that Gene's out there. He sounds good.
Yes.
Am I always going to complain about the set list? Yes. But I understand this is not just Gene's solo band doing one-offs. If he's doing festivals, he's got to do a lot of those big KISS songs. So I get it.
Yeah.
Let me get a little bit of that in here. It's not playing the sound. I'm not sure why.
It was playing.
You can hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad. I, for some reason, can't hear it. That's okay.
That's the Motorhead song he's doing, right?
Why?
Yeah, Ace of Spades.
Why? Yeah, why? I don't get that. That's a waste.
Complete waste.
That's silly. I mean, I love it. I love the song, but nah.
Oh, and Gene's not even singing it?
No.
Oh, well, that, I mean, if Gene sang it, it would be cool. I agree. Don't waste, I mean, you know.
Love that bass, though.
We're always going to want more, right, from these guys. We're always going to want more with the perfect set list. Gene's old solo set list was great. He was doing Charisma and what did he do? Naked City, I think, once, all that type of stuff. That's what we want, but we're not going to get that. But I don't understand stuff like that. I really don't.
It makes no sense to me. Why?
But, you know, if he sang it, it would be a lot more fun.
Right.
It would have been a lot more fun.
If he sang it.
But he's not going to sing at all. Right? Like, he's got to sing every song.
He's got to rest.
So maybe what they needed to do is find something that the drummer can sing.
I think it looked like he was singing that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All songs for,
what's his name to sing, right?
And I don't know if I necessarily agree with that whole, oh, he's got to rest. I'm not sure what the hell that means. These are
I don't think he wants to. I don't think he wants to sing every song.
Right, right.
He's probably just used to it as the, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, if we're going, if anyone's going to see the Gene Simmons solo band nowadays, you want to see Gene sing every song. Do you guys want to see him play Love Gun?
No.
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 Play Love Gun. I'd rather him play 11 or 12 or 13 songs he sings straight through. Take out Ace of Spades. Take out Love Gun. Take out Detroit Rock City. We don't need to hear that stuff with other random guys singing.
Joe, is there a set list? You have
I have a set list. You have it, Sonny?
Yeah. But the issue is, Joey, is if he's going to do a festival-type set list.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Then... then he can't sing Love Gun. I don't want to
hear him sing Love Gun. I agree, but he doesn't. There's enough Gene Kiss classics.
Yeah,
He doesn't need to do Love Gun and Detroit Rock City.
Not at all.
You know, all those Gene classics, Dr. Love, Deuce, even I Love It Loud, all of that stuff, God of Thunder, Unholy, even do all the heavy Gene stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the listeners, can you let us know who the other Gene Simmons band member is? Bugging me. I can't remember who it is. Anyway, the set list at San Paulo, Brazil, according to setlist.fm, anyway. Deuce, Shout It Out Loud, War Machine, Detroit Rock City, Cold Gin, Calling Dr. Love, I Love It Loud, Parasite. Communication Breakdown. Can we stop doing stupid shit? I don't understand. Lick It Up. He did Are You Ready, which is great. Why the hell would you do Love Gun? 100,000 Years. Let Me Go Rock and Roll. I Was Made for Loving You. I thought we were back. I thought he didn't like that song. Why did you keep doing it?
Why?
And then Rock and Roll All Night.
So I got, you know, so he could get rid of Detroit Rock City, Communication Breakdown, Lick It Up, Love Gun, 100,000 Years, and I Was Made for Loving You. Get rid of all of those. Did you say Dr. Love?
Yeah, he did Dr. Love.
That's got to be on there.
What are four Gene songs we could quickly replace with those?
Charisma,
we can't build a better... Yeah, but I mean, a little bit more mainstream. Unholy, you could get in there.
Domino. Right?
Domino was a single.
Yeah. There's 100 of them.
Oh, that's interesting. So in Washington, though, he took out something and put in Weapons of Mass Destruction.
Interesting.
That's off his solo album, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Asshole. That's off of Asshole.
Yeah, he could do that Firestarter version. Oh, I mean, anything.
Wait a second. Did he not? Oh, he didn't take out anything. He added it.
Oh.
I mean, why are you doing Love Gun, Lick It Up, 100,000 Years, and I Was Made for Loving You? Why are you doing those
forget
songs?
That. Why are you doing
Communication
Breakdown and Ace of Spades?
Nobody wants to hear that at a Gene Simmons show.
So everybody keeps saying Zach, but I thought Zach wasn't in.
You see,
no,
now
Zach
that,
is not in. That's
no.
Blabbermouth said the same thing.
I said I heard Zach was in, and it confused me, so I haven't said anything.
No, Zach is not in. It's another guy. Nobody on our thread knows who the other guy is.
Yeah.
That happens. We'll find out eventually.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, so that's pretty much the big news. Very interesting, though. So Gene's out and about now. I don't think he has anything for a little bit, and then he's just going to go overseas and be gone for a while. With that all being done, why don't we go ahead and get to the topic of... Well, you got something, Joey?
Nope, never mind. It was wrong.
Okay, go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
So we got an an email. And for those of you that don't know, our email is podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one, baby.
At gmail.com. And if you send us an email, we read it, or I read it. And people send us ideas for shows all the time. And we got this one, and I wanted to, I just sent everybody, we actually have had it for a few weeks, and I sent everybody a message. I said, hey, we're going to do this topic. It's a little different than anything we've ever done. It was sent to us by Mark Griffin. It says, have you guys ever done a show about the worst of the best? Take your top five favorite Kiss albums and pick the worst songs on them and make up an album of 10 to 12 songs. We did 12. And here's the thing, though. There's a couple of records that I love every song on them. But same. Basically what I had to do was go, well, out of all of them, this is my least favorite. So we may get some hate mail today.
Right. So, I mean, just so I understand this wacky topic, we literally take our five favorite records.
Yep.
Right? That's what we, no matter what, that's what we do. Our five favorite records.
Yes, and then your five.
Build the best album out of the worst songs on those records.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
And you know, it's like, so, okay. So, like, if you love, like I said, if you love a record or every song, you're like, I love every song on this record.
Yeah.
If it's in your top five, you got to pick one or two where you go, well, this is the worst song off of this. And I, you know, it's like the bad thing is that there's going to be some good songs on this with mm-hmm. some really bad ones. Because some of them, I was just like, well, I really hate that song. You know, it's like it's going on there, but it's next to one that I really love. And somebody's going to be like, how could you put them on the same record? It's going to be interesting. Anyway, so we did 12 songs. Sonny, was this hard for you or super easy?
Super easy.
Super easy? Yeah. And your top five favorite songs, you had no problem picking songs that you didn't like.
Top five favorite albums, I had no problem picking those songs, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Well, I don't know
if I had a problem doing it. I picked my five favorite albums fluctuate all the time. So I picked my five favorite that are now. And I just, you know, pick the songs that I like the least on those records. Doesn't mean I don't like those songs.
Right.
Interesting. Well, I guess we just go ahead and go for it. Let's see.
Yes, first we got to say our five albums, right?
Right. Let's do our albums first, Joe, so
okay,
everyone knows
right.
what our top five albums
are, right?
So,
Lee, how about you go first? What are
I
your
think
five
everybody
albums?
Everybody would know what my list is.
The first five albums.
No.
No. Take out, I don't know, maybe
Kiss.
The top six albums with let's remove Hotter Than Hell.
Okay, so mine are Destroyer, Love Gun, Rock and Roll Over, Dynasty, Kiss.
Ooh, Dynasty's in there. Nice.
Okay, Sonny.
Love some songs on there.
I would say 3, 4, and 5 fluctuate depending on how I'm feeling, but my top two usually don't change.
Yeah.
And I took the solo albums out of it. I only did the studio albums.
Right. I didn't use the solo albums either.
So my five for this were Asylum, Dressed to Kill, Rock and Roll Over, Dynasty, and Crazy Nights.
Well, ours are close, Sonny. That's crazy. Mine,
Joey,
Love Gun, Creatures, Rock and Roll Over, Crazy Nights, Asylum.
Mine is Love Gun, Dressed to Kill, Kiss, Creatures of the Night, and Unmasked.
Wow. Okay.
And they change all the time. It's just, you know, it's just like you,
yeah,
we don't even really have to say that ever again. Everybody understands it's constantly changing. So I'll go ahead and get it started. So on my, record of the best of the worst songs,
best, worst.
Starting the whole record off is going to be Let Me Know.
Interesting opener, Joe.
But I really like that song. But it on the record that it comes from, it's not the it's at the bottom for me. Lee,
mine would probably start out with a song from Love Gun, Tomorrow and Tonight. Can't stand it.
Whoa!
And I love that song. This is what
it annoys me. Yeah. It annoyed me as a kid. I would always pick the needle up and go.
Really?
Yep.
That's pretty awesome. Hey, you know, I had a little flashback the other day. I was moving some stuff around, and I saw like my A-track sitting in a thing, and all of a sudden I had this memory, and I wonder if raise your hand if you had A-tracks ever. Did you ever have a chance to listen to them, or did you just own them?
No, of course.
Okay. Yeah. Did you ever have a lead through where it would be playing and you would hear the track that was on the other side of the tape? I had an issue with that. Yeah. So anyway, it doesn't matter.
That could have just been like some mental issues, Joe. That might have been,
that could be too.
Voices in your head.
I hear voices in my head. It's true. Only two of us get that. Let's see. Sonny, you're up.
All right. So the way I set up my album, I got the 12 worst songs off those five albums, but I'm going with my worst is going to be my last one mentioned. So it's going from like my most favorite out of the 12 to my least favorite out of the 12, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
So my album would open with I Want You.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay.
That's, can we take them off the show, Joe? Is this a lot going? No. I mean,
well, it gets better.
It can what?
I didn't say that. I didn't like it. It's my favorite out of the 12 I picked.
Yes, okay, but it's still one of the least favorite on Rock and Roll All Over for you.
Yes, it is.
Oh my God! All right.
Okay. Wow.
So yeah, I didn't necessarily do it in order, but I tried to build a decent record. What is what I tried to do? So my first song leading off my album is "I'm Alive" from Asylum.
Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Probably my
this is so
song
much
on
fun. So we've only gotten one song in, and there's already.
We're already
like, what is happening?
That would have been on my favorite list if it would have done it the other way.
Joey Middleton, Sonny, just broke
Sonny
my
just
heart.
Just broke my heart.
Well, you know what, Joey? I want you.
Oh, say it. Ah, wow.
Wow.
Oh, and by the way, we do have a stuff we all grew up with at the end of the show. So we'll keep going.
Wait,
here.
We have a what?
Stuff we all grew
up with. We have a what?
With. Stuff.
No.
We
gotta say it correctly.
That's the cue, Joe. You gotta play.
No,
the,
Johnny
the,
is the producer. Johnny has to hit the button.
Pasquale,
what's going
play
on with
the
Johnny?
Sound clip. What are you doing?
Pasquale, Johnny, hit the Pasquale. Stuff we all grew up with button. What's happening? Here
hey,
we go.
Joe Pasquale.
Stuff we grew up with.
There we go.
Okay.
Thanks, Pasquale.
Pasquale's got fired. Johnny now.
Oh, Johnny. You know
when
this.
I see him, I always go, Johnny, you
Yo.
Do it because it'll sound better.
Yo, Johnny.
Yo.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Number two on my record is off of Creatures of the Night.
So we're going to skip one this time?
First one.
Oh, no. Joey just went, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but is it Lee first every time?
No,
Joe
was
first.
Oh, okay.
Saint and Sinner.
Oh my Lord.
It's really funny because I spelled it wrong and it says Saint and Dinner. I didn't know. I'm glad I caught that. Saint and Sinner is number two. And Joey is now people are like, I really hate you guys. it's okay. Lee, what's your next one?
My next one, we're going to go to Destroyer for Beth. I had to skip that in another one as a kid. Pick up that needle. Boom.
This may be
so
the worst show we've ever done.
You never liked that song, Lee?
No, it was boring to me. I didn't care about it. I was happy they got an award and everything, but it just, no.
Well,
the comments are going to, they're going to kill
but us. But I did love sitting right in front of Peter singing it as he gave me a rose. I loved that.
Did you throw it away?
You a rose?
Did you throw it? Did you throw it back to him and tell him I don't like that song?
No.
I don't know. Like
I mean, that was amazing. He reached down, gave me a rose. I still have them. I dried them out and everything.
I'm sure. You didn't have to tell anybody that you still had it.
Everybody knows.
Sonny, what's your next one?
All right. My next one is Bang Bang You. I actually really
like
the
that.
Song.
I like that.
I actually really like the song. But
I like the beginning of it. It's okay. It's catchy. I get it. Joey?
All right. My number two, easily my least favorite song on one of the best albums ever. Love 'em and Leave 'em.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, God, I always hated
Love
the chorus.
It. The video where he's just shaking it. It's awesome.
Terrible.
You're listening with your eyes in that video, Lee. You're looking at him shaking it and you're going, right. You're not listening.
No, just the way he was. I love that video.
All right. Number three for me is going to be off of Creatures of the Night, and that is Killer.
Whoa. Okay.
Is that okay? Right. I'm getting
that's
a
better,
little
that's
nod.
That's better than Satan's Sinner. I mean, meaning it's a better, worse pick.
But here's the thing. I like these songs so far. I just have to put them on the list.
Right. We're forced. You're forced.
Yes, I'm forced. Lee.
My third one? Yes. Going to the Kiss record. And okay, so I know they play this one a lot, but it just bores me. 100,000 Years.
What the fuck is happening?
I'm so bored by it.
That's so funny.
Maybe it's because it's just too long been seeing them do it. I don't know. Dragging it on.
I need another drink.
What are we drinking?
Just like today. A little Michelob Ultra.
Oh. And Sonny, is that for Cinco de Mayo? Sonny is having what?
A lemon water.
Oh, delicious. I am sponsored by Aquafina. Not really. I'm kidding. I love my Aquafina. And Lee's drink of choice today is?
Just water.
Just the water.
We're going to do a poll online to see whose album is really the worst, right? Meaning the best. The picks. Why would you pick 100,000 Years and Beth?
We have to reiterate. We picked our five favorite albums. We were forced to pick. The ones we didn't like least.
Right. So you're saying
first here.
Yes. 100,000 Years on the first record is one of your least favorites on that record.
Yes. That's all it means. It doesn't mean I don't like the song. I just had to pick a few off each album.
Yikes. Okay. Who's next? I lost count because I can't understand. Joey. Sonny, Joey's next.
All right, my third.
What was your
record.
Third, Sonny? What did I miss?
No, Sonny goes last, right?
I guess. Oh, no, wait. I guess I am. It's me.
Yeah, Sonny. Oh, no. Sonny and Joey. So
my third is Secretly Cruel.
I
like it.
I like it, too, I
like it, too, but I understand where you're coming from. Joey?
Mine, I don't know what. This is the only song on this record that I really actually don't like. I don't like this song. When Your Walls Come Down on Crazy Nights. I love that record so much. And this is the one song I just never listen to, ever.
You don't like nursery rhymes? Is that what it is?
Hey, diddle diddle.
No, even just the melody and the riff, none of it is catchy. It's just not a good song. Even Bang Bang You, every once in a while, that's a fun song. Walls Comes Down is never good.
I kind of get it. My next one is off of Unmasked.
Watch it.
And Joe. It's Talk to Me.
Oh my.
Aww.
It's Talk to Me.
Talk to Me.
One of the catchiest songs in the whole catalog.
Wow.
I don't know about that. Lee.
And Joe wonders why we can't get Ace on the show.
Whatever.
Ace, you know what I told Ace today? I told him, hey, dude, watch the show tonight. We're going to pump up all your songs. Good work, Joe.
No, you did not.
Yes,
oh,
I did.
Well, I'm going to have to change my list then.
Oh, no.
Oh, David Donnelly's upset with me.
Good work, Joe. Good work.
It's okay. All right. Lee, you're up.
Me? Fourth one?
Yes. Yes.
So going back to Love Gun. Another childhood not liking Then She Kissed Me. Can't do it.
Yes. Yes, I get that one 100%. I get that one. I don't think anybody's upset about that one.
I
actually liked it more as a kid than I do now. Like I really liked the song as a kid. And then I realized, it's not a Kiss song. And
right.
I started liking it less.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Worst cover. Then She Kissed Me by Kiss or Leader of the Pack by Twisted Sister.
Not even close.
Oh,
Leader
boy.
How about I Want to Rock and Roll All Night by Poison?
That's not a good one either.
Throw that in there.
Yeah. No,
Then She Kissed Me blows the other two away, I think.
Okay.
Oh, I think Leader of the Pack blows the other two away.
Oh, damn. We're having fights.
That killed that whole record. How did they
killed the band.
Come Out and Play is actually a good record.
And Hot Love. What's going to save them?
Lovers for Suckers is a fantastic record. Hot Love is not a good lead track, but it's a fantastic record.
Boy, this is way more of an interesting show than I thought it was going to be. Sonny, you're up.
Okay, like we said, we got to pick our worst out of our favorite albums. I had When Your Walls Come Down on my list, too, because it still makes me laugh when he says, "Here, kitty, kitty, meow." Like, it still makes me laugh. Every time I don't ever turn the song off, I let it play. And then as soon as that part comes up, I start laughing.
It's amazing how that works.
Yeah.
Joey?
All right, my next one, again, I love the record. Asylum is an incredible record. And I hate picking any songs on it, but I'm going to go with Any Way You Slice It.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I still like it, but it's just one of the weaker ones.
Right.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm trying to keep up looking at the comments, and it's like people are just beside themselves.
Well, let's
it's
see so them funny. Do it.
Yeah, don't forget. Yeah,
that's easy. Throw, it's starting to get harder. My list is going to start to get more difficult for me.
There's over a 10% chance Matt Porter had a stroke earlier on in the comments. If you scroll up somewhere. That's why he hasn't commented again. Matt is down for the count.
Disowning us.
We should share our top two most overrated bands ever. Like two pop in my head immediately.
Okay. We're going to get, we'll do that. I don't have a problem with that. But when I say mine and Joey falls on the ground, somebody's got to be there to resuscitate.
When I say mine, Joey's going to fall on the ground.
Okay. So, all right. So we're up to the next record. Mine is going to be off of Dress to Kill, and that is A Getaway.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my
brutal.
Are you even a Kiss fan?
What's happening?
God.
Yes.
Matt Porter. Someone give CPR to Matt Porter. Get him back in the comments.
Lee, your next one.
Let's see. The Kiss album, of course, the love theme from Kiss, which I don't mind the song. It's just, you know, a little weak.
Yeah, I get it. That's a good pick.
Sonny.
My last one off of Crazy Nights. I could do without the first track.
Oh, my God.
Crazy Nights.
It's
a little boring. Like when you get Reason to Live. And you get Crazy, Crazy Nights. It's a little boring out of that group.
Well, Sonny, people try to tell me that we don't belong.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, come on. How does that song not pick you up and want to kill people?
No.
What's wrong with you?
No.
Wow. Murder? Makes you... Don't play that song strong, around Joey Quesada. Joey, what's your next one?
This is a song I never liked growing up, but Sonny, please stop fucking. Yes, I agree, James. Thank you. James should be on the show with us from now on.
Oh, it gets better.
This is a song, just recently I really started to appreciate it more, but for some reason when I was younger, it was the weakest track on this record for me, on Creatures, Rock and Roll Hell. But I really do like it now.
Ooh. That's what my shirt says. Rock and Roll Hell.
I know it does. And my next one, everybody watch Lee's face.
Oh, no.
My next one comes off of Love Gun, and it is Plaster Caster.
No, Joe. You can't have that. Pick something else.
I'd love to hear Joe's top 10. Can you imagine what they could possibly be? Boomerang. What else you like, Joe?
Wow.
Oh, it's too predictable. I'm not predictable. That's what makes it fun. Lee.
Okay. Dynasty. We're going to that one. Save Your Love. I mean, I don't know. I had to pick something. And I don't hate it. I don't hate the song.
We're never getting Ace.
Good work, Lee. Ace was on the fence. I just texted him. He said, as long as Joe's off the show, he'll come on. Now forget it.
Well, Ace will love me because I just bought one of his expensive tickets.
Jason Walker is the new guitarist for Gene's band. That's what it says.
What's he from, Steve? I don't know him.
I thought he was a Nashville guy, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. But Gene kept pimping that all four of my band members can sing. All four of my band, like it was very, very important to him. So that way they could pretty much do any song they wanted to do, and one of the guys would be able to sing it. Right? So
Who's next? Sonny just did his, right? So Joey's
No.
Up?
Sonny
goes.
Yeah, I'm next. My last one from Asylum, because it is my favorite record off of this, so the other six are worse than this song. Trial by Fire.
I, you know, I get what you're saying. I do like that song, though.
Yeah, it drags a little compared to some of those other ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Joey.
I got to go. This one, again, my favorite record, Love Gun, but I, for some reason, I never loved this song, and Leo probably hate me, Got Love for Sale.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No, what?
There's so much worse on that album.
Cannot.
There's only one worse, and it's coming up.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go ahead right in the around the middle. I'm throwing this one in there for mine because it's so predictable, and that is off of Dress to Kill. Everybody together, Anything for My Baby.
This is
the one song on my list that I hate.
God, I love it.
I hate this song. Like if I were to be kidnapped and they wanted information out of me, that's the song they play. I'll spit it out before the needle hits the vinyl. Hey, for you, we kill you, or you hear anything for my baby. And
repeatedly.
What do you need to know? He's over here.
Why do your kidnappers automatically have this accent, Joe?
Why is that?
Accent? Very racist. What nationality was
like
I?
German or something?
I was trying to be French. Was it close?
That was close.
It wasn't French?
No.
What if I would have been like, I can't do French either. We will kill you. Is that good?
That's German again.
That's the exact same one you just did.
Okay, I thought it was French. I don't know anything. I'm terrible. I'm sorry. Lee, you're up.
Well, this is predictable from Destroyer. Great Expectations. I do actually like the song, but it's a little weaker.
Man, how many people love Anything for My Baby? I'm so shocked by
this. I love Anything for My Baby.
Why do you hate it so much, Joe? What is it about it that you hate?
Yeah, it's funky, man. It's fun.
Is it the chorus?
Okay, the chorus I don't like.
Paul says, I would stay you.
No, I don't like how everybody in the background's going. It feels like they're going, Anything for My Baby. Anything for My Baby. And the beginning pisses me off because I don't know what song I'm listening to.
I knew that's what it was. I had a feeling it tricked you every time as a kid, and you got disappointed.
I hated it. It makes me very mad. That beginning
makes
the same
me very
thing.
Mad.
It's the same song. I'm sorry, Lee. I missed yours. I apologize. What was yours?
Great Expectations.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm with you on that one.
I don't hate it. I just had to pick a few.
Sonny?
All right, so I got six left, but I don't have any more left from Asylum or Crazy Night. So these six, remember, mine are getting worse as they go. Uh-huh. And start up the comments. Everybody got their finger on the trigger here?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Because my number six is Making Love.
Oh, my
love. Love!
Songs that you have from Rock and Roll Over are I Want You and Making Love.
And Making Love. And I got two more left off that record.
What? I have a few that are unreal, too.
What is happening? You picked on me about my choices so far. Making Love, they played that live, and I popped like Andre the Giant came out of the earth and was alive and walking again. What? Just
Jerry
right.
Middleton, you had respect for Sonny before this? I mean,
right.
I'm disappointed
you
in you.
Suddenly lost it?
Joey, you're up.
All right, I'm going to go with a real song that's not good. Not I Want You or Making Love. We're going to go with No, No, No from Crazy Nights.
Oh, yeah. What?
I think that song.
There's no,
that
no,
is
no
one
is
of
better.
The best Gene songs of the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you're right. It's way better than all the songs you've been picking. Like I want
oh
you.
Oh my god!
I know, right?
It is.
Who's he to say anything?
It is.
I don't even.
I'd rather listen to
this.
No, No, No than I Want You.
You know what I'm starting to realize? I don't think Sonny ever tells. Well, I just realized this a couple weeks ago, but he never tells the truth.
He loves
to dig and instigate, so he gets the hate mail and the comments.
No.
Yes,
this is all
did.
Right.
He's the heel. He's obviously the heel of the show. I'm obviously the baby face. Lee, of course, is my manager. And Joe is just like, you know, the old announcer, you know, that can't wrestle anymore.
Oh, can I be Captain Lou? I want to be Captain Lou.
You got to put rubber bands on your face.
I don't know if they'll hang there. Maybe
were
next
those
week
rubber
I
bands?
Will.
Yes. He had the pierced into his skin.
Unbelievable.
I didn't know the rubber bands. I knew there were piercings, right? I didn't know there were rubber bands.
Rubber bands hanging from his face, of course.
Wow.
I'll tell you what the funny thing is that today, and I'm the one that brought it up, but I was at Target, and they had a Captain Lou Albano action figure, and I
almost got it.
Bought it just because I would hold him up and go, girls, they want to have fun. Oh,
that's right, the video.
Okay. I'm next. Okay, so we're gonna shock the people again. We're gonna hit them with right here, Torpedo Girl, off of Unmasked.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Ace, you were right. He's an asshole.
Look, here's the thing. I really like the song, but I don't buy Ace singing about surfing. That's just my thing. Just like, you know.
Anyone
like,
want to explain to Joe? Does anyone want to explain to Joe what the song's about or no?
Wow. No, I don't. It's a family show.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Lee.
Let's see. Number 8. So back to Dynasty. What are you laughing at?
James, Ace, do not come on this show.
Oh. Another song I didn't like when it came out as a kid. I Was Made for Loving You. Can't help it. Just,
really?
I don't hate the song, but as a kid, I was like, what is this?
I own the I own the 12 inch of that. And it, you know, it's very long. It's like, I don't know, 9 minutes long. It's very interesting.
I heard the same thing. Joey, I heard the same thing.
I think it's interesting that Joey got all curious when I said I have a 12 inch. Sonny, you're next.
I just realized that because of my 5 albums, I only had 3 A songs to choose from because of the 5 albums that I picked. So, okay. My next one, also off of Rock and Roll Over, See You in Your Dreams.
Okay. I'm all right there.
Yeah, it's funny. My back-to-back, Sonny, exact same. My next pick, See You in Your Dreams.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Don't like it on this album. Don't like it on Gene's album. Both albums. It didn't get better.
I love it.
My next one is Keep Me Coming. I just,
it's a good song, but I get it. I understand. You got to pick something.
Jesus. Yeah, coming. God.
Your last two rounds of comments have not been appealing.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Lee, you're next.
Okay. So I got to go back to Rock and Roll Over. And I hate doing this because I got nothing against Pete's slow songs, but, you know, Hard Luck Woman. Sorry. It's just he's slow for me. Oh. I love his voice, though, on the, you know, harder stuff. But
I'm going to send a real Peter fan to your house and rip that rose away from you.
I am a Peter fan.
Look at Lee. She's so excited.
I had to pick.
Don't judge me.
He made me pick.
Sonny,
like
he made
song.
Me pick.
I like awesome. It.
By the way, everybody should be proud of me. I don't have any Peter songs on my list.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He wasn't on any of the records. Or was
he? Wasn't
no, he
was.
Yeah,
sorry.
He was.
He was. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. So my only one off of Dressed to Kill. Love that record. But if I was going to let one go, it would probably be Ladies in Waiting.
Ladies in Waiting.
Yeah.
I get it, but I like it. I like
it. I don't hate that pick. I mean, I like the song. You got to pick something. One of them's got to go. Yeah, I get it.
Got to pick. Yeah.
Yep. This is hard. Joey.
I'm going to go, again, off Crazy Nights, Thief in the Night.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you don't like any of the good Gene songs from the 80s?
I like a lot of the Gene songs from the 80s, but if I have to pick the worst songs on some of these records, they're going to... I mean, I picked I'm Alive. That's not a Gene song.
Yeah, that was a terrible pick, too.
Oh, that song stinks.
My next one is Then She Kissed Me. I could listen to it, but, you know, it's on Love Gun and doesn't belong. It doesn't belong. Lee?
Okay, Kiss album. Let Me Know. Just not one of my favorites.
Yeah, get it.
That's surprising. I don't know why.
I had to pick, that's why.
Yeah. Sonny?
All right, so we're to my top three least favorite songs off my five records. The next one is 2000 Man.
Oh, boy. Well, we had a shot before this episode, Joe. We had a shot. It's all over now.
Whatever. Wow. 2000 Man. Well, you know, he didn't write it. How about that?
I was never that impressed with it because it's stuck in between I Was Made for Loving You and Sure Know Something. So it's like, I'm just like, okay, why?
Yeah. Joey?
Got to go with another Gene. So I know this is probably one of Sonny's favorite, but Love's a Deadly Weapon.
What?
Oh, I really like that song, actually.
And so now he wants to know why he's not a part of Quarantine.
Not a good song.
Maybe you should stop shitty songs.
Yeah, believe it or not, they actually did it better. That and No, 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 they did better. At least you can hear the drums. That's what kills me about those two songs. They're supposed to be these drum-heavy songs. You can't hear the mix. The drums, you can't even hear it.
That's crazy. All right, number nine for me is Love Theme from Kiss. Huh?
Number 10.
No, oh, 10. I'm sorry. My bad.
11.
No, it's 11. Yeah, my
number
bad.
11.
11 is Love Theme from 11. Kiss. That's predictable. Lee?
Yeah, it's predictable. I was just going to say Eddie Spaghetti said Hot and Cold from Sonic Boom is the worst Kiss song. And I'm like, no one picked Sonic Boom for their favorite. So,
right. Yeah. And it's not the worst Kiss song.
I put the whole album on there.
I like Hot and Cold. Anyway.
Yeah, there's much worse.
Yeah. Lee, you're number 11.
So these last two really hurt my own feelings because I had to pick something and I don't want to. I don't want to do this, but I had to put Mr. Speed. I'm sorry.
Oh,
wow.
I'm so sorry.
My favorite song had a chance of hitting this.
Sorry.
List.
If there's a way to actually cancel,
I like the song. It's never been like one of my favorites.
We're getting canceled. I don't know how it's going to happen, but
we had to choose something. Got to choose.
Look at poor Lee. She's like so trying to
hurt my own feelings to do this.
Wait, Sonny, what number 11. Wait,
just to recap, what were the songs you picked off of Rock and Roll Over?
I picked Hard Luck Woman, Mr. Speed. I think that's it.
So Hard Luck Woman and Mr. Speed are worse than Love 'Em and Leave 'Em and See You in Your Dreams.
Yeah.
Because they're Gene songs.
Yes. Sonny,
11. I'm so predictable, you guys. Come on.
It's okay. I am too. That's makes it fun.
All right. My last one off of Dynasty.
It's Chris Flood.
Yep. X-ray Eyes.
Oh, meh. Yeah.
Love it.
Hey, everybody that's watching with us live, thank you very much for being here. We love you guys. It's so cool to see you participate in the show and have fun along with us and yell at us. It's just part of the show. You guys are absolutely the fifth member. Make sure you tell your friends that are Kiss Army members to come and hang out with us as often as you can. It's a lot of fun. We have a blast having you here. There's a lot more to come for the show. Joey, what is your number 11?
So this one I absolutely loved as a kid, and it's still a great song, but they just destroyed it for me because of the live set list.
Mm-mm.
War Machine. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know it's a great that song, hurts. But it's so overplayed. Mm-hmm. I can't listen to it ever again.
Hi, Lola.
Same with my last one.
No, I understand that. I understand. I understand what you're saying. All right, so we have a couple more things coming up after our 12th pick, so you guys hang in there. My number 12 is off of Unmasked, and it is Easy As It Seems.
Wow. Oh, man, I love that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's not it's look not at strong us. Enough.
One of the best enough. Pop songs of the 80s. I cannot believe you.
One of the best? I don't know about yes. that.
Great
man.
Song. Great song.
Her
great
name, song. Rio is killer. What? Okay. Lee.
So the last one off Destroyer. I don't want to hear anything about this.
Oh, shit.
I'm just sick of it, I guess. Shout it out loud. I'm just sick of it.
I mean, I don't even know what the fuck is happening wow. anymore.
Wow.
Joey has never used the F word twice in one show, I don't think.
That I think she has half of Gene's set list here.
That's what I mean. They have to play Shout It Out Loud. So it's like, ugh, again.
Sonny, go 12.
All right. So in my opinion, out of Asylum, Dressed to Kill, Rock and Roll Over, Dynasty, and Crazy Nights, the worst song for me is Love 'Em, Leave 'Em.
Yeah. See, that's silly.
I'm with you, Sonny. You know what I hate to say? As stupid as Sonny is and some of his picks are ridiculous, I agree with him more than you two. I don't know what the hell's happening right now.
Very wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, but we're not saying we hate these songs.
No, I get it.
My last song, again, it's not a big surprise off my five favorite records, which are Love Gun, Creatures, Crazy Nights, Rock and Roll Over, Asylum. And again, I kind of still kind of like the song, but it's the worst song for me on these records. Then She Kissed Me.
Yeah,
it really is.
So you guys out there that are watching and listening, if you want to send us, you can send us 10 or 12 or whatever of the worst songs.
You guys try this. It's hard.
You guys try this.
You try it.
Five favorite records. You tell us the 12 worst songs off of those. Put them in order. Email them to us. We'd love to see them.
And you can't sit there and pick like Sonic Boom where you hate every song.
Joe,
like,
next week, maybe we do the opposite. Our five worst records and pick our favorite songs off those records.
Well, we got to figure out how to not be Sonic Boom, Monster, Psycho Circus. Like, yeah, those three are going to end up on everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, they're the worst records.
So last week, what are you gonna do? Everybody's already doing it. So look, last week I went to a record show here in Atlanta. It was a pretty big record show. I wound up buying a couple records. Nothing really all that, you know, that would make you guys go, oh, hey. But I did buy some magazines. Check this out. It's a Hit Parader from 1980. Anyway, there's the reason why I have this here today is
because that's the Start Me Up Mick, right? Isn't that the Start Me Up Mick?
I think, yeah, this is 81, November 81, right? Yeah. All right, so I wanted to read something for you guys.
I went to the Tattoo You Tour.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so in the magazine, there is a We Read Your Mail spot, and it has a bunch of these little letters that people wrote in, you know, back when you had to actually write on paper, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and mail it in. And I wanted to read a couple of these for you guys because it's 1981, so Kiss has been around for a while, okay? But here's the first one, and this one's like a couple paragraphs, and then the rest of them are only like either a half a paragraph or one. So here we go. I just want to show you guys the contrast between 1976 and 1981. This is the letter. I've been an avid Kiss fan. Patty McLeod wrote this. I don't know. Hey, Patty. I don't know
Patty,
if you're watching.
What are you doing now?
I've been an avid Kiss fan for quite a while now, and like many other fans, was upset to learn Peter Criss had left the band. Back in October, after I found out who the new drummer was, I decided to write him a letter. Then in November, I received a letter. from Eric himself. I was really surprised to get the letter. He had taken time out of his hectic tour schedule. It says he wrote the letter while in Australia. I then answered his letter just after Christmas. I received another letter from him. The point that I'm trying to make is Eric definitely belongs in KISS and is a decent enough to actually, he's decent enough. And I realize he's not the same as Peter. But then there are only one Peter Chris. I also received a Christmas card from Peter. Okay. So that's kind of cool. That right there. And I think Joey will agree, explains what fans thought of Eric Carr. All right. Then we got these other ones. This person Rose wrote it. It says, I think KISS sucks. Their music is horrible.
I still say they stink.
If they got Van Halen's lead guitarist, Eddie, up against Ace, Edward would blow him away easily with no trouble at all. Next one. Here's the next one, written by somebody named Shannon. Where has all the good rock gone? Speaking for my friends and myself, KISS sucks.
Wow.
All right.
Been hearing that forever.
Mike wrote this one. Let me tell you, all this KISS crap is nauseating. The band is made for little kids. You see where we're going with this, Sonny?
Oh, yep. That's right. When it was starting in there.
Philip,
what I'm
wrote,
surprised with is Hip Parader printed this.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, why would Hip Parader print that?
Because it's truth for them. It's, you know, they're like, hey, not everybody's going to love it.
Making enemies with bands is not a good idea.
Nope. No.
That's a good point.
Bands you've had in your magazine. Like, yeah. Why?
Here's the next one. Philip wrote, KISS is the best damn group around today. That's worth a shit. When you go to a concert. Wow. Yeah. When you go to a concert, people like to get their money's worth. And KISS gives a super show for your money. They kick ass all night long. The next one. I can't believe you're wasting pages in your magazine on KISS. Oh, that's terrible. That's almost as bad as writing articles on the Bee Gees. They're a dead group. Give them up. I can't believe they've actually lasted this long. Boy is padded for a surprise.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd love to have him right what? Now and go, what happened?
I love when Chris Flood just wrote, who drank more, Eddie or Ace? Chris, I'm going to answer that question a couple of ways. One, I could drink them both under the table when I was just drinking. Damn. And the woman in that room behind me, they couldn't even hung. She would have drove them home after they partied.
Nice. Well, she's married.
Are nothing.
She needs to drink.
Okay. The next one goes, we're almost done. We're almost done. We'll get to the next part before we go. The next one goes, I love KISS. I know a lot of people put them down because they're gross in some ways, but it's fun and neat in some ways. See, whoever wrote that must have been a little kid. All right. Here we go.
I'm trying to recap here. So you went someplace, bought this magazine from 1981, opened it up, and started reading all these comments about KISS from 1981.
Yeah. Homer.
No, but let me ask you a question. But okay, so you guys are picking on me. But here's the thing though. Isn't it kind of crazy the contrast? Like, if this is 1976, I think Sonny's right. They never print those. They never print those.
Yeah,
right,
this is Hip Parader trying to be cool.
Yeah, later on.
Yeah,
right,
because Iron Maiden's cool now.
Yeah, because KISS KISS was becoming not cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I went through it with them, believe me.
Okay, so check this last one out. I will issue a direct challenge to the KISS Army. Pick up your makeup, platform dragon shoes, and Gene Simmons posters and throw them in the trash compactor. Then listen to your KISS albums. Don't cry because you have suddenly realized that without the makeup, the 6-inch heels, KISS have absolutely no attraction whatsoever. You can still melt down the albums and sell the vinyl for 39 cents a pound and even use them for frisbees. Throw away your KISS Army draft cards and reinstate yourself into the normal life of rock and roll.
All right.
But they took the makeup off and they were big when they took the makeup off.
Of course they were.
I was still too young to feel like I 81. This is 81, right? That magazine.
Yeah.
You said?
Yeah.
I was.
So you were seven.
I was just starting my Kiss fandom, if anything. Like I saw them in 79. 81, I'm like full-fledged. Anything Kiss is gold to me. I'm curious, like the older Kiss fans who are the little bit of the generation before me, was it really the records, Lee, do you think that people, like Once I Was Made for Loving You came out and then Unmasked, mm-hmm. then The Elder, was it those records or was it really just the oversaturation of the market? Even if, let's mm-hmm. just hypothetically say that I Was Made for Loving You doesn't happen, right? The band stays together. Let's just say 79, 80, 81, we get another three Destroyer Rock and Roll Over Love Gun records. But the merchandising is still over the top. They still have the Dynasty costumes. I think the same thing happens. I think it's still the oversaturation of Kiss at that point being force-fed to the marketplace that rebelled some of the Kiss fans. I don't think it was just the music. What do you guys think?
I kind of think it's true because stuff was coming up different, you know, and it was pushing them out, and little kids were starting to go to the shows and all that stuff.
That's to me, that's what it is.
Buying the lunch boxes and the toys.
Not that I agree with this, but when you're 12, 13, 14, 15, or even 16, 17, 18, and you love a band and you're into this band, and then all of a sudden your little brother and his friends like that same band and they're 7, 8, 9.
Right.
You don't want anything to do with that band anymore. You move on.
Yeah. So it kind of did start to be more of a child thing. I don't know. I can't explain because I was like 16 or 17 the year we're talking about. You know,
I think the other thing that happens is you didn't feel like you had to grow up from the Eagles. You didn't have to grow away from Black Sabbath. But you probably had to grow away at some point from this cartoon band.
Yeah.
Because high school kids won't let up.
Yep. Agreed.
Right. So it's something it feels like you have to grow up away from, if that makes sense. I don't think the band turmoil helps. I think there's something about the late 70s that were killing bands anyway. Right. Because it killed off some major bands. Right. So I think there's a combination of all that stuff, but I'm agreeing with you, Joey. You could put out whatever you wanted in 79, 80, 81. It ends it anyway.
It was because the fan base changed. But you know what's so funny to me? Even though we look back at the 79, 80, 81 era as like in the magazine like this, people killing Kiss. If you really look at that now, all of the musicians today, me included, you know, all the guys in Gene's band, all the guys in Ace's band, all the guys in Bruce's band, you know, other big, big musicians, guys in Pearl Jam and Nirvana and all these bands, 79, 80, and 81, we all were those 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds that loved, that got turned on to Kiss and changed our lives. We weren't those teenagers. I'd never hear from the teenagers, the older generation that were 17, 16, 17, 18 during.
That was Lee.
Right. But those people, you don't hear a lot of them as the musicians of today that got influenced by Kiss. You don't hear a lot of them saying my first concert was the Alive One tour or.
Because you hear Zeppelin, you hear Hendrix.
It's always the musicians of this generation are always, you always hear them. My first show, Dynasty, my first show, maybe they saw the Love Gun tour, maybe, but it's always the later years that really influenced all the big, big musicians today.
Well, the early years, there wasn't, you know, we didn't have the internet back then, so they weren't way out there yet. You know, it was hard to even know about them.
Yeah.
So Alive hit, you know, my brother brought it home. That's how I found.
Yeah. Okay, so we only got a few minutes left, and I really want to do this stuff we grew up with. And before we do that, we're getting ready to go from here over to do our Patreon show. If you got member of Patreon, you can get on free. It's patreon.com/podcastrockcity. Let's go ahead and get to the final segment of today's
stuff we grew up with.
Okay, so You know, one of the things that I really enjoy about this segment is going and finding things, well, that we grew up with that I'm sure, absolutely sure that everybody grew up with, right? So this is the one that I picked today.
Oh, wow.
Evel Knievel.
Yep.
What a great toy.
Amazing.
Okay, Sonny, did you grow up with Evel Knievel?
I knew who he was. I was never interested.
Never interested.
Oh. Never interested.
Man, okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but it was Wide World of Sports where we saw him the most, right? It was like Saturday afternoons. It was Evel Knievel's going to attempt a new thing. I had the wind up, the crank it to get him going. I had that. Joey, you had it?
Of course. Again, I was more about the I didn't even know if I knew if even Evel Knievel was a real person. I knew the toy.
You knew the toys. Lee, did you have it, Evel Knievel?
I didn't have the toy. My friend's brother had the toy, but I watched him. I loved watching him. My dad and I would watch it, jump in the Grand Canyon and all this stuff.
Oh, I'll tell you the thing that sticks in my head the most. They talked about it was on the show, and if I'm remembering this right, because time and experience. I do remember Evel Knievel was going to jump a tank full with sharks.
Yeah.
Right. And, so they're talking about it. In my mind, this is how it went. I'm not sure it went like this, but, they were like talking about showing the sharks, blah, blah, blah. And when they got a little bit later, that's when they informed us that in a test jump, he had already crashed and got hurt, and he was not going to be doing the jump. If I'm remembering this correctly,
I don't remember this.
Why am I here? What's happening? What's going on? But every one of us has seen the video of him crashing in slow motion.
Oh, with
his
the
body.
Ooh,
like,
yeah. He broke every bone.
Every bone in his body.
Wait, which crash was that? I don't remember.
He was jumping a bunch of trucks, I think.
Am I wrong, or should we maybe start annual Sonny recreates the Evel Knievel jump?
Yeah.
That's brutal.
We can start with the sharks.
But
that's a good start.
A guy that all he does is jump a motorcycle and shit across things.
All he does.
Okay, don't get me wrong. All right, so it's dangerous and it's risk taking, and I would never do it.
His son did it after that.
Yes, Robbie, I know. Rest in peace. I will tell you this. Think about this though. He jumped things. He was a stuntman. He was a risk taker, right? But he had posters, belt buckles, patches, lunch boxes, a movie, like a full blown movie. Toys, and it wasn't just the motorcycle, because there was also a car and the rocket thing. It's like,
it wasn't the jumps, Joe, was the presentation, right?
Yeah. He was marketed well.
It was the suit, it was the outfit, the stripes and the stars. It was how it was marketed. It wasn't just, hey, he jumps this, because if he was a guy in just a cowboy hat doing that or whatever it was, it would have never worked. It's how they marketed him.
Yeah, and having some resemblance to Elvis does not hurt.
Yep.
In the marketing.
Yes. There was a comment right there that said he had many more successful jumps other than crashes. No, we know about that. Of course he did. But the things you remember is seeing a man's body going boom and – Of course, the jumps.
Yeah.
I mean, Robbie, his son, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, most of his jumps he did with no hands. He would jump and then take his hands off the bike.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. Were all his jumps? I would assume otherwise they're useless. They were all live on TV.
I don't know if they all were because there's, I mean, how about this? I don't know if they all were live on television because there's a few.
Seems like they were.
At like a car show or something. In different.
I think most of them were live though. It was like a big deal. You know, everybody sat around waiting, you know.
I think probably Joey, the major ones he did were.
Yeah.
Right. But he was, you know, he was doing the local car dealership and sure, doing the sure. car jump thing, making right. money on the side too. Right.
James right. K says they were closed circuit TV.
In the 70s, live. Late 70s, early 80s, really?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you this. I remember going over to my uncle's house. He had something called On TV. I remember seeing the commercials for it, but like that's where you would we would go over there, and that's how we saw like Ali fight, you know, Muhammad Ali. And anyway, all right. So this was a lot of fun. Evel Knievel. Next week, we'll talk about something else. And it's been a lot of fun doing this. Don't forget, we're headed over to Patreon to do our thing. If you want to join Patreon, that'll be great. Patreon.com/podcastrockcity. And Facebook does no longer allow us to put this show on our group pages. So I'm trying to get a workaround their Facebook has stopped everybody from, or I don't know if it's everybody, but StreamYard for sure from putting this on our group pages. So still a ton of you guys showed up to watch. And
wait,
man,
so what happens, Joe? You try to put this on the group page. What happens? It gets shut down.
It just doesn't allow it to happen.
Only live
shown on Facebook at all?
No, I can put it on. I can take it and put it on Facebook, but it can't be live. No live streams. But what? I think I'm going to try next week because I tried and it wouldn't work. But I think I'm going to try just sharing the live YouTube link over. And we'll see if that happens. Let's see if that'll work. Huh. But, you know, let your friends know. Just come to Podcast Rock City. And Sonny, you got anything to add?
No, thanks for listening. And yeah, some interesting picks today. Mr.
Absolutely.
Speed, really?
Yeah. Joey? Wow.
Yes, please, someone do a poll. Joe, get a poll going. I want to really hear what you guys think of some of these picks that Sonny and Lee and Joe did. I mean, mine were good, but you
oh,
guys,
good
I don't know, what the first hell? Pick was what the hell? Mr. Speed, I want you, Making Love, Getaway, Beth, Hard Luck Woman. What else we got? Joe, what disaster did you pick?
None of the ones you just said. So
yes, you
I'm
picked
all right.
Getaway. Yes, you did.
Oh, I did pick Getaway. Oh. Joey, what you got? Did I already ask you? Yes, Joey has something to add. He's just saying go away. Lee?
Someone asked if I have a Fender. Yes, I have the Steve Harris signature model.
That
signed
is right.
by the man himself.
And it's blue, and I've yep, seen you play it live.
One.
It was a lot of fun.
And I was just going to mention the 1981 when Kiss, everyone was kind of turning away from them. I did not turn away. I got picked on like hell continually. So there you go.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Abused. Joe, post up the last two comments.
No,
Johnny's
don't.
There. Johnny.
No, don't. No, no. Hey, oh, Seuss, get those off of there.
Come on.
James K. and Chris, you two both sound like very handsome and powerful men.
Yikes. You know what? We love Kiss and we love Kiss podcasts, and you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare, classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.